joined by Cameron Cool, the Trenton girls basketball coach, and coach your girls have been playing in the in the Hamilton tournament. Can you tell us who you played this week and how that's gone?
Yeah, we got a first-round matchup with a team that got us early in the year in Braemar and played really, really well. Locked them up pretty well. We played, won that first-round game as the 5 seed, 40-26, and then got the opportunity to play just a really tough East Buck team last night. Competed really hard, and it was 8 to 12-point game throughout most of the game, and then we tried to put some pressure on them late to get back in it, and they kind of ended up getting ahead of us there by about 20. So they got us there, and we're excited to play for third on Saturday.
And who do you match up with in that third-place game?
Notre Dame to Sion.
And what do you know about them?
I mean, I know they're very, very physical, very talented team. You can tell how hard they play. So, you know, I don't know a whole lot about them as far as I've got some film. But, I mean, it's evident that they play hard, they play physical, and they're going to be a tough matchup for us.
All right, who are some of the girls that have been leading the way for your team right now?
Well, we have a junior in Macy Moore who was a leading scorer for a team that finished third in the state last year, and she's come back and just really led this team in most categories. She's our leading scorer, leading rebounder, great with block shots, and just a really good post presence, and has had to kind of find some ways to score other than around the hoop this year and be a little more creative with her game, which she's done. And then we have some really great senior leaders in Michaela Blackburn and Lexi Whitaker, who were role players on that great team last year and have had to step up into really consistent playing time roles and starting roles. And then we've got some younger girls who are just happened to kind of find their way into a ton of playing time that had no varsity experience coming in. And they've done such a good job. I'm really proud of the way this group competes. And, you know, it's been a fun group.
Well, as we're going to be into February here in the next few days, the season's really going to wind down in a hurry. With a lot of the cancellations in the past, there's a lot of tournaments, and then conference play and districts will be here before we know it. What are some things you think your team needs to improve on to be ready for districts?
Well, one thing I think we can always continue to improve on is just confidence in our own game. You know, like I said, we've got several young girls who are still finding their way, and you know, understanding that we have the utmost confidence in them, but that they need to have it in themselves. So, just that factor of just believing in yourself and being a threat on the floor. I love the way my group competes. That keeps us in games every night, and so we just got to continue to sharpen up on offense, especially, and just continue to battle.